Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. You're tuned to KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico, 90.9 FM. And now 103.3 FM, K277CR, Durango, Colorado. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The Simon and Garfunkel Story, Tuesday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or at 505-599-1148.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Cop Shop on the mighty KSGE with Scott Micklin and his whole band here. I'm joined by Shanice. How are you, Shanice?
I'm good.
And we are back for another episode of the Cop Shop with FPD. It's an interesting day to be doing the episode, and maybe we should have talked about that before we agreed to do it today. Do you know what today is?
No, what is today?
Well, that is really alarming.
Now I'm nervous.
I gotta get my PIO more in tune with some of these events. It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, it is. Yes, it is.
And so I don't know how this show's going to go. It's off to a rough start. But we're bravely forging ahead from the mighty studios of the KSJE. So, Shanice, how have you been lately?
Good. I've been able to participate in some of the department's assessments. We just had a sergeant assessment, so I thought that went great, and it was awesome to be on doing that as a civilian. So I was part of the civilian panel for that, so it was super insightful.
Good. So we put our sergeant candidates through a fairly rigorous process. We have 23 sergeant positions within the FPD, and so you know, depending on the circumstances surrounding events at the department, we've had more openings lately, really with retirements in the sergeant ranks. Lieutenant and captain has been a little more stable, but sergeant has been kind of fluid, and so we go through a regular panel, but we have a law enforcement panel that's from outside the department, other law enforcement people from around the county and other parts of the state. Then we also do a civilian panel, and we included Shanice in that panel, and so she got to see, you know, what sergeant candidates go through when they're putting in for the position, and then sit around with her panel and with the other panel of police and talk about the candidates and how they did and what we saw, both specifically to the candidate and then just in general. How do we feel things are going at the department? Do we think that our line level troops are understanding the direction the department's trying to go? And so Shanice, you spent really the full day on Wednesday going through that process, and what did you think of it? How did you like being on it?
I think rigorous was the right word. It was more than what any of us expected, and we had talked about that on the civilian panel, that it was hard. It was a hard decision, and it was hard ranking people that you don't know and that you're spending a day with, but there's not a lot of interaction. It's a lot of interview stuff, so we couldn't ask questions. And it was interesting because the sergeant level is the first line of supervisors. So it goes from an officer who has nobody under them and no supervising roles, and then they can get promoted to a sergeant where they're now responsible for officers. And then those sergeants have lieutenants, and those lieutenants have captains, and then those captains have deputy chiefs, and then it's the chief. So it's the first line level of supervising. So we started with a roundtable discussion. So we had put, we split up the candidates 3 and 3 because there were 6 altogether. And then all of the panel, so the safety panel and the civilian panel, and then command, were in the room and we were on one side of the table, and then we put the three candidates on the other side and we gave them topics to discuss amongst themselves. So, and this is kind of stuff that I've been able to see within the department, so I get to participate in the supervisors' meetings, which is a lot of what that was. It's having a problem or having a topic and having to discuss and listen to other points of views and active listening. So we gave them topics and we got to watch them and, you know, who were able to come up with their own ideas, who piggybacked ideas, how they responded to each other, how they listened to each other, body language. Like, we got to observe them with each other. We were outsiders. So that was pretty neat. And then we went to we had lunch. And at lunch, they were able to interact with us. We couldn't ask them any specific questions, and they couldn't ask us any specific questions as far as, like, the process or how they did. But we got to learn more about their personal lives. So we were able to kind of break outside of that and, like, learn them and then learn us on a personal level. So that was good. And then we went to interviews where we had the civilian panel, we had the safety panel, and we all had different questions. And this is what took most of the day for the remainder of the day after lunch. So each interviewee sat with a table with us, and each one of us got to ask questions and they got to answer. And it was based on, like, life, their life experiences, their work experiences, problems within the department, places that they see room for improvement, and we got to interview them, and they had 3 minutes to answer each question, and that was interesting. We saw different personalities and different parts of them through the entire day. Like, they were different in their own discussions with each other, and then we had lunch and we got to see, like, a personal side of them, and then we go into these interviews where it's just all them and they're selling themselves. So that was interesting. There was one question, what improvements or new programs have you thought about and that you can implement? And then one candidate, I mean, there was a lot of great ideas, they really were. But when I talked about, like, a report card for people who, because he's a detective, and a lot of things that he sees as a detective is people calling in for stolen property because they left their vehicles unlocked. So this is a big problem that people are having, and people aren't taking the time to just simply lock their doors. So a program that he had thought of is report cards. Like, hey, you know, FPD, you left your car unlocked. This is just a reminder, you know, to lock your doors at night, and, like, leaving those in vehicles. And it wasn't just us grading. So we had scales from 0 to 10, and we got to rate them based on all different things. There were check marks of things, you know, that they were able to cover, things that they didn't, different, like, personality things. But you check mark all the things that were applicable, and then you score them from 0 to 10. But it wasn't just our scoring that mattered. So after they left, our entire civilian panel got to discuss their answers and what we thought. And then that was cool because it also kind of influenced our ideas. They saw things that we didn't, and we got to talk amongst it, and then we got to grade. And that wasn't a final decision either. We got to listen to all of the candidates, and then we got to relook at everything and regrade. Like, if we were too hard in the beginning, and then at the end we realized that this was pretty average, then we got to go back and rethink of how we were doing it. But by the time it was all said and done, we were like, I'm so glad this is not our decision to promote or not to promote, because there were great things about them and there were things that, you know, we did disagree on or we saw differently. But it was interesting. And there's so much more. So there was that entire day of the assessment. So the safety panel was involved in that, and the civilian panel was involved in that. And then command kind of oversaw it. So we had lieutenants in the rooms, and they were listening, and they were partaking in some pieces of it, but they also, the candidates also had to read a book, and they had to write assessments on that. They had to, there were other parts of it as far as...
They have a written test, they have a critical incident panel that they have to pass. They have a lieutenant's panel after yours, than just a commander's panel. So there's many different facets to it. So the first one that you talked about were... all the panels are kind of in the same room together, and the three candidates are just sitting there, and you give them topics and they talk about. That's something we actually stole from an idea from the Durango police chief, Bob Bramer. who had seen it used before, and he incorporated it in a panel that I was part of, and I liked the way it went, and so we've tried it now. This was our second time of utilizing it at the FPD for the sergeants panel, and it's like Shanice described. Yes, you want to hear their thoughts on any particular incident or issue, but you're also looking at how do they receive the others in there. You know, are they so aggressive that it can only be their idea, and that they'll shoot down other people's ideas? Well, you know, that actually matters when we're talking about leadership. You know, sometimes leadership is doing exactly what I just told you. You know, that we stole the idea from the chief in Durango. And being able to grab somebody else's idea and then either incorporate it and make it part of yours or improve on it, you know, that's an important facet of what we want sergeants thinking of, not just that they're the loudest voice in the room, but that they can reflect on what others are saying and draw them into the discussions and into the process of accomplishing a goal. So, you know, what did you think of that, of just that segment of it? That was probably something you had never seen before.
No, but it was insightful because I get to sit in on the meetings with you all, and I get to watch it actually happen. So I get to sit in on the sergeant's meetings, the supervisor meetings, and I get to listen to all the problems because they're all different sergeants and they're all over different divisions, and they all are facing different problems. And they're vocalizing all of this in those meetings, and then the command is taking those problems that they're having and they're going upper command, and they're sitting in on command staff meetings that I also get to sit in on, and you guys are brainstorming and you guys are problem solving and you guys are doing the exact same thing. So I've seen it at all levels. So I know that it's something that they're going to have to do. So that open-mindedness is huge. So it's been awesome to see from the very top and it trickling down all the way to the bottom where these sergeants are having to practice these things, because it happens. Like, it happens. We have supervisor meeting once a month and we have command meetings every single morning. You call us in and all of command sit at round table and we're talking about the things that the department's facing, personnel's facing, the sergeants are facing. So it's good practice then during the assessment because it's real.
Yeah. And you've seen, you know, even in the senior command staff, it's my captains, it's Nate Lacey and Sierra Tafoya, and then Doughty, Deputy Chief Doughty and Deputy Chief Crum. You know, it's the five of us. Shanice sits in on, sometimes we have Larry, our fiscal analyst, that's in as well. And we are doing exactly that. We're sitting around talking about different topics, and it's kind of a free-flowing conversation, and nobody really has the great answer. We all are trying to cobble together and figure out what's going to be best on a particular issue or topic that we're dealing with. And so you're right. That's exactly what sergeants will wind up doing, you know, more so as they move up the chain. It's actually disappointing when I think of all the meetings that I sit in on. You know, I'm so far from being a police officer now. It's just tragic. So I was a cop once, Shanice. And I was your age, you know, many years ago. And anyway, I was a police officer. Now I'm definitely an administrator. But I'm coming to you from the mighty KSJE, so I probably should be happy about that. We'll take a quick break on that and draw Scott into the conversation, because Scott has not had the kind of busy yet quasi-disappointing week that I've had. Scott's had a great week. And why would that have been, Scott?
Because I get to see you on Fridays, Chief. It always brightens my week when I get to see you.
Shanice, do you know why Scott's had a great week?
I don't watch football, but I'm going to guess it's got something to do with his team. Is the Giants, is that your team?
It is the Giants.
Oh, I remember.
Same thing. Yeah. There's really no difference between his team and the Giants. They're exactly the same.
Wow. Oh, it was the Bills.
The Bills.
Yes, the Bills.
She redeemed herself.
There it is.
Darn it.
There
you go. Nice job.
Darn it, Shanice.
I don't watch football.
It's okay.
Apologize.
It's all right. Yes. The Bills are doing very well compared to maybe the team that you follow, Chief, which is...
Who is that, Shanice?
Oh.
The Bears?
If it's a sensitive word, then I don't remember.
Yes. There you are.
Yes, I've got a couple of sensitive words that I'm thinking, but would the FCC just
fire up the bleeper?
Yeah, decides not to allow me to. But
that's
we are
true.
Celebrating your team, yes. Not lamenting mine. Which
I'm sorry.
Which I've actually done for a week.
The season is over for your team.
Season is over.
Remain nameless,
and it ended in brutal fashion.
Rhymes with slackers.
Like almost all the time, that my team's seasons end.
Well. But as a Bills fan, a long-suffering Bills fan, I have been where you are. And so our team, our season has ended early many, 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 many years. And so, but it's nice to see the Bills in the postseason, and they're looking pretty good. We'll see. They have the Dolphins again this weekend.
Who they just beat up on.
Right. Yeah. And their quarterback's out.
Is he still?
Yeah.
Tua's out.
I think he's out for Sunday.
So and probably Teddy Bridgewater's out, too.
I think so.
Ooh.
Yeah. And a lot of great worldwide support for Damar Hamlin.
Yes.
Number three, the player who had the heart attack.
Which was an unbelievable event.
Right.
When that happened, for those of you that aren't huge on football or just missed it, he was in a game. It was a nationally televised game, and he actually was hit as he's making a tackle. He gets hit by the offensive player, and he drops down and goes into cardiac arrest. And I think it was a Bills trainer that raced out, and I mean, there was a whole team.
Right.
But the Bills trainer is really being heralded as having saved his life right there on the field with CPR, which is honestly, I have never seen that.
Right. And the CPR went on for like 9 minutes as they were getting him ready to transport to the hospital.
Yeah, it was not brief.
And then a couple of days later, he woke up and seems to be fully cognizant of where he is, who he is, and it made a great recovery. They sent him back to Buffalo. He spent one day in the hospital there, and now he's gone home.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's a great story, and we're all very happy.
No,
a lot of support from everywhere, even Wisconsin.
Even Wisconsin. Yes. Yes. Well, in the whole history of the Bills, they've never won the Super Bowl, have they?
Not in modern history. I don't think so. I don't think that
they've gone four times.
Well,
in
yeah,
a row, right.
Now. Yes.
And so you have had hard days. I've mock Scott in many ways because of his hostility towards me, and it's a defensive reaction. I should be better than that, but I'm not. But I have never mocked the Bills.
Yes.
4 years in a row losing the Super Bowl would be, I'd be in therapy.
Right.
And I think some Bills fans probably were.
That's true. That's
back
true.
In the day. So,
but that that Bills Cincinnati game, I think, messed up a lot of fantasy lineups.
I think it did too. You're right.
And things when they canceled that game. So sorry about that.
Which again is an extremely unusual event.
Right.
Does not.
They didn't play
much.
The game.
In fact, in all the COVID games, they played all the games during COVID.
Right.
So,
which is now, I think, if the Chiefs and the Bills end up facing each other, they have picked Atlanta as the neutral site.
Did they really?
To play that game.
Oh, brutal.
How about that?
That's disgraceful. That should be Lambeau Field. That's the place.
Well,
the bastion of the NFL.
I hear
cold
you.
Weather.
Yes.
It would have favored the Bills probably, so I'm sure that's why Kansas City didn't agree on it. But so that's unusual too.
Yeah.
So we'll
see. If that happens.
So life is going well for Scott in almost every facet.
almost.
And if you could... Scott, could you bring him up and let us take a look at his outfit? Because honestly, it's somewhat singular. Look at that.
It's a Friday. It's casual.
Yeah,
it's winter.
It's casual, and yet, a degree of sophistication that few of us in the room are able to possess.
All right.
As I sit here,
Scott's, I like it, Scott.
Scott's got a hoodie. I got a uniform. There's Shanice.
Right.
Kelly. Yeah.
What are your choices in the morning, Chief? Do I wear black or black?
Yeah, it really.
Okay.
Which might actually mirror my personality. So that's a separate conversation, ladies and gentlemen. We'll move back to some of the mighty topics that we're talking about. With the FPD. What other things do we have going on? We got the legislative session coming up.
We do.
And that will be a 60-day session this year. And for those of you that don't know, in New Mexico, every other year is a 60-day session, and then the off year is a 30-day session that focuses more on financial issues. So 60-day sessions, and if you remember, our legislature is part-time. So they're all citizens that have jobs back in their communities, and then they come in and they are working for the 60-day session. Of course, there's stuff going on throughout the year, but it's not like Congress where they're in session all the time. So this one is a 60-day session, which means any topic can be brought up, any bill can be submitted, and so we are anticipating a busy session for us. And Shanice, you've not been down to the legislature.
I have not.
Is that a fair statement? So we will have to actually get you to go down there, and just so you can see some of the things that are happening. But we are, at the Chiefs Association level, we are already having meetings about some of the bills that we may be facing. Some of them may be, maybe positive. There could be some extra funding this year. The state does appear fairly flush with money, and so there's some opportunities in that venue, but there will always be challenges for us, new requirements that somebody thinks is a good idea. Sometimes they are good ideas, and we need to work with the legislators to make implementation possible, and sometimes they're just less than good ideas. Is that diplomatic, Scott?
That sounded very diplomatic.
Very good.
Very much so.
Yeah. So we have that coming up. And then just in general, we wrapped up 2022 about 13 days ago. And I can tell you, I was one who was not sad to see it go. It was a long year that did not start very promising for us. It started with our officer being shot in early January, and we just had that anniversary date come up last Saturday, mm-hmm. I guess, so like the 6th, maybe it was, 7th?
January 7th,
and really the year was a rough one in many ways. Staffing continues to be a challenge throughout 2022. We are doing better at attracting recruits, but we have many openings, and we'll see how this next year goes. I'm optimistic by this time. I could be sitting here with you next year this time, and we could be at full staffing. I'm that optimistic about the way our numbers are picking up. But it's a long year to get there, and last year was a long one as well. Crime was a challenge for us. We had a really rough first 6 months, both in homicides and in traffic fatalities, and did the best that we could to kind of shut some of that down, and did have a better second half of the year, no doubt about it. We also had 3 officer-involved shootings in the first 6 months of the year. We did not have any since then, but it was a rough 2022. Got started tough, and then we were kind of hanging on and scrambling the rest of the way. And Shanice, you came in October, so it wasn't as bad. The finish was better. We brought in Shanice and got ourselves kind of righted. Nicole had abandoned us.
Put all my training in.
Yeah.
Know what I'm doing now.
Yes.
Yep.
And we should talk more about Nicole's abandonment. But that was another tragedy of 2022. But we'll save that one we can spend more time on it than the complete abandonment. But we've got our awards banquets coming up here at the end of the month. The 60-day session will continue on into March. We've got the playoffs are going on, which is joyous news for some. And what other big events do you have on your list?
I am working, I couldn't tell you the date right now because it's still, I think it's March, maybe February, we are doing Taco with a Cop. So
Taco with a Cop.
That one I'm excited for the flyer. I don't know what I'm going to do. There was some throwing around, let's taco about it. Then there was Taco with a 5-0. So I'm going to have fun with that flyer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, once I get all that going, I'll push through the advertisement. So we're going to do 2 different locations, which we've never done before. But normally, we have enough officers at the one location that are standing around. We should do fine splitting the two.
Good.
But so we've got that coming up.
So bank on that. Get your diet out of the way so that by late February into March, you can come out and have a taco with the cops. we'll give you more information on that in the coming shows. And what else do we have?
I have 2 minutes left. We had stuff about the school, all the safety school stuff.
Yeah, well,
the civilian part of my job.
We'll probably have to dive into some of that for future shows. We'll be talking with you more about the legislature and things you can do to help. And if we have bills that we're either strongly in support of or that we need help in providing more education to our legislators. But that will be coming up in the next edition. For now, I hope that you are having a great start to your New Year's. We're having a good start to 2023, and we made it through Friday the 13th without a disaster. So on behalf of Shanice and all of the folks at the Farmington PD, we're hoping you have a great New Year, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks. I never
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.